Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בתיקוני הזוהר.
Hello, we are reading in the corrections of the Zohar. We are in the fifth correction. You can send questions to our site. Pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson. Again, the correction of Zohar, page 27 in the Hebrew text. We are starting with Come and See. The corrections of the Zohar were brought for us with the numbering of the pages in Hebrew here. You can take those. But of course, bring it back as it. This is not for taking home. Okay? So please. Page 27 in the sixth paragraph, starting with Come and See. This is in Hebrew. Come and see, kamatz, is concealed with the letter yud on all sides. Above, middle, and down. And this is kamatz that is concealed with three sfirot. Its pticha is in five or, which are the five upper fingers, and they are the upper hay. Five alephs, a, e, e, and u, which are O, 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 five times, five lights of the deed of Genesis, and their Nikud is A, E, E, U, five who rise to ten. The secret is that here we are concealing the concealments in the field and how my plumage is and how I'm in it. This is Aleph in Cholam, which is above all the Nikudot, in a level that is erect. And it rose, and Joseph looked in the dream, and also Jacob, as it is written, and he dreamt, and here there's a ladder that is on the ground, and its head arrives in the heavens. That is Aleph, that is Rosh. And here the angels of Elohim rise and descend in it. And it's said that two rise and two come down. And they are A-E, E-U. And this is the letter which is Aleph Cholam, which is the middle. Just like this Vav, which is the upper Keter, which surrounds the head of the middle pillar. And due to this, here they shall surround your plumages, and you shall bow before my plumage. This is the Keter that was said about the builders who the stone masons were rid of on the head of the Pina, which is the stone that was quarried from, not by their hands, but because it was taken from the quarry with their hands, and we did not find a place where it was taken. The angels that are holy ask of the place of the glory to be, and they don't find a place for it until they say, "Blessed be the glory of the Creator in his place." Meanwhile, the old one says, "Rabbi, Rabbi, this is in the lower divinity that has nothing but Atzilut there. And this is what is cut out of the stone because it is the sentence of the kings, and in it a loose judgment is sentenced, and this is the last judgment. The Keter and Malchut are called Tzfira, that there is no complete Tzfira except for her below. And this is the stone, the virtue of the kings, which is the discussion, the conversation, the ministering angels, the conversation of the animals and the seraphs and the ofanim, the conversation of the uppers and the lowers, the knowledge of the sun and the moon in times, and there is a time and place for everything. All the tamim and nekudot and otiyot are included in her. All voice and speech and thought are included in her. It is keter Torah and keter of priesthood and keter malchut. And it is the keter at the head of all the letters like this. And upon this stone, Rabbi Akiva said to his friends, when you reach the pure stones of marble, you will not say water, water, and it is the tip of all the letters, bet as well as daled, the tip of each and every letter, the measure of the level vav, from above down and from below upward. And the secret is from the edge of the heavens to the other edge of the heavens. And this is the secret. To you, my Lord, is the greatness and the heroism and the glory and the eternity in Hod. And this, for you, the Creator, is the kingdom, which is the kingdom of all. And this is the tweeting of holy birds, which it was said about, that the birds of the heavens will conduct the sound. The tweeting of the birds, which are the holy souls, which tweet in several prayers. The discussion of the animals, which is the prayer of the weekdays. And do it, it was said, and Isaac went to converse in the field, and there's no conversing but prayer. And it was said because of that, the prayer of Arvit is permission, the prayer of Shacharit is in a must, and the authority of the individual, as the prayer of Arvit, is permitted by the many and has no permanence. And the authority of the evening, of the night, is included on her own. And this is because she has no permanence at night, as it is similar to exile, as it is in the authority of the many, in which every animal shall stomp the forest and all the light of the world enters many times, but sometimes she is there and sometimes she is not. One who meets her is rewarded, as Jacob, who was said that in the place that he was harmed and he slept there because the sun came, until her husband came, protected her, and slept there with her. From there onwards, it was defined as obligated. But when in the Sabbath, which is the authority of the individual, is not under the authority of the husband. And this is not on the night where she was individual in her permission, and that's why it's written, where was she sitting alone? And Jacob, who came close to her husband, and the harm that she did is an obligation, and when the sun came in Shacharit, where it was said that the sun is the shield of the Creator's, the Lord, where it was said, and the sun shall shine for him. And from there it was said that he bound it with him, and this is the connection, the knot of the tefillin of the hand, and he binds it with him, and it does not move from him ever, as it is on the left side that he binds it, and the tefillin that are on the arm of the left side, and on the side of the right, he puts the ketel on his head, the tefillin of the Rosh. And this is on the day that she's bound to her husband, and he says, they shall seek me, yet not find me. But at night, which is exile, which is outside of her husband, and she is the authority on her own. It was said about her, do not be known to the authority. And that's why David said, if I shall give sleep to my eyes and give rest to my eyelids, until I find a place for the Creator. Thus far, the secret of the kamatz, which is the secret of the upper thought and lower, which is the point of the authority of her husband, which is vav, firmament. And patach, without the nikuda, is authority of his own, and nikuda without patach is authority of herself. Just as otiyot are male and female, so are nikudot male and female. But otiyot are about the nikudot, just like a body relative to the ruach. Hence, kuda in vav, like cholam or chirik or shuruk. Cholam above from vav becomes zayin. Chirik below becomes a tail, gimel. Shuruk in the middle. Kotz of the letter dalid. Kotz in the middle. And everything is one. I am first and I am last. And there is no God but me. Shva, who is it? When the ofen will be inside the ofan, which are the great light and the small light. And this is guf and brit, and against them, the sun and the moon, which are against the upper and lower ima. And here, one ofan on the land, with the animals, is the nekuda, which is under segol, the point below, with the animals that are tzirei, the two great lights. And so it is in the ofanim, shuruk. One ofan is above and one ofan is below. And it is the middle pillar between them. And here one ofan is on the land, this is chirik, which is below. Every spark is yud, and every firmament, vav. Yud ke, vav ke, shva cholam kamatz, Shva is judgment, kamatz, mercy, left and right. As from there, the Torah was given, which is the middle pillar. And while they are shva, kamatz, cholam, it is implied, for he has longed for me and I let him go. Just in your forefathers, the Creator longed. On the side of the Aleph, which is the secret Yud Vav Yud, which rises Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Creator was him and his name alone in the Keter, before the world was created, until it rose in his thought to create man, which is Yud at the head of the Aleph, the Keter above, and below a Nekuda. And in the Nekudot of the letters, all the Sfirot are apparent, which are 9 points. And in them, 14 sparks. And upon them it was said, and the people of Israel come out with a 14, with a yad that is uplifted. And these are against the joints of the 5 fingers, which are Yud Dalid, 14. And the 2 firmaments are there, one from Kamatz and one from Patach, against the 2 reeds of arms. And every spark is a joint and is a measure, and the firmament is an amma and kana, and the line of measurement. Tamim are from the keter, and they're in the middle pillar and the head, and the points are from the moach, and they're the blessings at the head of the righteous, as it is written, blessings on the head of the righteous. And these are 3 drops that extend from the moach about the circumcision, the Brit Milah. Otiyot from the side of the upper ima, and are included in Malchut. The Nekudot are the Otiyot as the soul for the body. And the Guf are like the horse to the rider, and the Otiyot are opened for the Nekudot to receive them, and it's said about them, their wings are spread from above in order to receive upon them the Nekudot. And the Nekuda in every place is the daughter of voice. Tamim are war instruments, they are loose, and from above the otiyot, they are said that their image is the heads of the animals, the firmament, as the eye of the horrible ice that leans their heads from below, from above. Leaned, this is rafeh. It is leaned on the heads of the animals, which is yud kei vav kei, the 4 letters, certainly. And the emphasis is inside the letters, like Yud Kei Vav Kei, loose on the outside, like Yud Kei Vav Kei. And they are like the switch and the rein for the letters. And this is the animals, Ratzov Vashov, Ratzov in Dagesh, and Shov in Rafeh. The 6th correction, Bereshit. Rabbi Shimon rose and said to Elijah, Elijah, in your swear upon you to the holy Malchut, it fell in exile. Take permission to not move from us, and divinity and its forces protect you. And the ministering angels said, in them I shall see them crying outwards outside of the halls, and there's no one to receive the prayers of Israel. How many birds are tweeting in their prayers about their amot, which they nest upon their land, which protect you. And they're all called birds for the name of the bird nest, which is the holy ima, which was said about, for it will be called a bird's nest before you. And it was said about her that also a bird found a home. And this is Bet from Bereshit, which it was said about that the home will be built with wisdom. And the sparrow has a nest, which is upper ima Yovel. And it was said about her, and you called freedom in the land, a sparrow in the land. And this is the time of the bird that found a home, which is the holy temple, and it was built and corrected, and immediately brought freedom to the upper divinity, which finds a nest for her from above. And immediately the 2 chicks, which are 6 sons, 6 sfirot, and these are the 6 days of Genesis, all blossom for her, and they are the holidays and the times and the good holidays, and the chicks that are Israel below, they all blossom with her in exile, and while they are eggs who have no wings, and mitzvot of thou shalt do to blossom with, it was said, the mother shall not take upon her sons. If so, what is for he will call a nest? Only in a time where she does not have the divinity, a place to dwell in permanence. She goes reluctantly. And this is the place that anyone who defines a place for his prayer, just like the souls do so, so divinity dwells with them. A soul which is permanent in prayer or in Torah is a permanent place for divinity to dwell in. But a soul that has no permanence in prayer or in Torah, but is opportuned there by chance, so it dwells upon her by chance. And this is, for it will be called as a bird nest before you. Certainly the soul, which is the nest for a bird, and also the soul of man is called a bird's nest. And the guf, the body, is the nest for the soul. And souls, or which are her lasses, are called virgins, which come after their beloved, and they sit in their bodies, and their nest, which is on the wave chance, in a time it's permanent in the synagogues and seminaries, and this is for a bird's nest will be called upon before you. The bird's nest above is the throne, and her bird nest below is matat, and it was said, and he shall not be cleaned, for there it is a nest. And it is kane venokem, be jealous and revengeful, at a time that he does not find a nest to dwell in. On the way, it is said, and they died in it in the desert as they emerged out of Egypt. And this also is on the way. This is the burial of Rachel, which is on a crossroad. And it was said about her, who will put me in the desert, a motel to rest? And these are the two messiahs from which they move as they will come to redeem Israel. And every tree, this is the tree of life upon which it was said, the tree of life it is for those who hold onto it. And it was said about it that man is the tree of the field, and also in every tree this is a righteous who is a tree for fruit that makes different kinds of fruit. And this will be the day of the Sabbath where there's the zivug of the divinity with the Creator, and that's where she has rest. And it was said about it, and it was like a tree that is planted on water streams, whose fruit will be given in its time, and the time of the righteous, which is the eve of Shabbat. As a righteous has new souls blossom from him in Israel on the eve of Shabbat, which are called a new face. The chicks are the wise disciples upon which the divinity of Israel dwells. And the begs are the babies of the house of Rabban, for which the divinity of Israel is upon. And this is the people of Mikra, and these are those who engage in Torah or in mitzvah, and are the creator and the divinity, and cause the connection of them to one. They inherit from there the souls that are called the sons of God. And because they are of Mikra and Mishnah, they are from her wings. And due to that, and the mother broods on her chicks or on the eggs, as she settles upon them with her four wings, as it was said about them, in four wings. They suckle small faces, the two cherubs, and they are four faces to each and every one. And there the mother sits upon them, and sometimes she's upon them, and sometimes she departs from them. But the sons, which are from the innards, which is written, Hamu Me'ilo, the sons of love, as they are from her innards, and they are the people of reception. And it was said about them, the mother shall not take their sons, as the mother does not move from them ever. Certainly the Creator is the Torah, and divinity is the mitzvah. If he merits one who engages to unite the two, and also remember and protect are the Creator and his divinity. If he merits, he is one who unites them on the Sabbath, which is Yesod, and with love and fear of Yudke, which are Abba ve'ima. Remember and keep are against the tefillin of Rosh, Yud, and the tefillin of Yad, He, male and female. Rewarded is one who is in fear and in love, while Israel engage in Torah shebichta, that is written, and Torah that is verbal. In love and in fear, it was said about them, the mother shall not take them upon the sons. And while they don't engage in love and fear with them, it was said about them, the mother shall be sent. While Israel observe the Sabbath in Zechor Ushamol, observe and remember in fear and love, it's said about them, the mother shall not take it upon the sons. And it's written about them, she shall not send the mother. The two departures. And the time when Israel unite the Creator and the tefillin of the arm and the tefillin of the head with fear and love, it was said about them, the mother shall not take upon the sons. And if not, she shall be sent. And while they observe the mitzvot of the circumcision, and they move the foreskin, and they do priyah, and in fear and love, it's said about them, the mother shall not take it upon the sons, and if not, she shall send the mother. While they unite in their zivug, in holiness and seven blessings, which are the unification in holiness and blessing, it was said about them, the mother shall not take them upon the sons, and if not, the mother shall be sent. And they are Israel in exile under another authority, as they do not unite in their zivug and kiddushin and seven blessings, which are their unification and in kedusha and blessing, in a place that impurity dwells upon them, and in place of the blessing, a curse is upon them, and in the place of unification, separation is on them. And this causes the exile of divinity, which is departed from her place and from her net, and which is Jerusalem, as it is written, and your transgressions your mother is sent. In two sendings she is sent, one from the first temple and one from the second. And if you were to say that the Creator was not expelled with him, he dwells with them. Because of that, the verse says, as a bird that wanders from her nest, so a man wanders from his place. To keep it in exile under a foreign authority. As it is written, I am the Lord, it is my name and my glory I shall not give to another, and my glory is not to fools. For another, it will be another God, which is Sam, for those who are faulty and authorized on the 70 nations. Due to it, the Creator is a prohibited king in the Atim, and is prohibited to be with them in the Tefillin of the Rosh, which are the glory of the Rosh, the Tefillin of the Rosh in the place of the Ratzei of Amoach. And this is a complete prohibition, which is dressed upon them in the Tefillin of the Yad and the knot of the Yad. And it is written, you shall dress upon you. And because he is dressed upon them in exile, it was said about him, a prisoner cannot release himself from the house of imprisonment. And the divinity is in the house of his imprisonment, because the love is prohibited in her. And the secret is said, the more is bundled for my beloved, between my rest he shall rest. And one who wants to attain the king has no authority to attain it but in divinity. As it is written, the Creator shall be praised in its wisdom and his grace, and the hero in his heroism. The Creator shall be praised for rich in his riches, and all that he will be praised and be praising. And Aaron entered the Holy of Holies on Yom Kippur, and entered into the writing, and brought Aaron into this holiness in order to do it for the Creator. And Moses, because of this observed and was in this world after he died, as it is written, and this is the blessing that Moses has blessed. And it, he made 10 inflictions upon Pharaoh, as it is written, and for this he has placed stood you. And Jacob, because he knew that all the will of was, he commanded to his sons upon it to not enter before the king but in her. And all their questions and prayers and requests to the king to be in her. As it is written, and this is what he spoke, what her father spoke to them and blessed them. And David, because he knew that all the will and strength and will of the king is in her, he said, if an encampment should encamp on me, this is what I trust. As it was said, and his kingdom governed it all. And what whoever does not move his heart also to that, it was said about him, and a fool shall not understand it. And because of this, when Israel asks the requests from the to attain the king, it said, "Where has your beloved gone?" Which it was said, "Where has your beloved gone?" And it said, "Where did your beloved turn to?" And several requests and prayers and pleas, as which is he comes down to us, not because it's from us, but because we have not behaved in your glory. And due to it, it was prohibited for us all 6 days, as it is written, it will be closed for the 6 days of action, and on the Sabbath it shall be open, and on the day of the month it shall be open. For that's how divinity is concealed with him on a weekday, as a rose which is concealed, and on the Sabbath, on good days, it's open to receive the scents and perfumes, to inherit souls and pleasures to their sons. Woe unto people who the Creator has prohibited to be with them in exile, and divinity is prohibited with them. And it's said about it, a prisoner cannot release himself from the house of bondage. And the redemption is that their upper repentance with upper ima is dependent in their hands, as 50 gates of freedom are with her, against the 50 times that the mention of the exodus from Egypt is in the Torah. And this is Vayefen Kovach. These are the 50 letters that unite him every day twice. Shema Israel, hear, O Israel, who have 25 and 25 letters. And he saw that there's no man that awakened for her in them. And he supervises from the windows, as it was said, Chalon na, the Creator before me, and he shall redeem me. And it was said to her, please, Creator, heal me, as the healing is in his hand. His hand is simple to receive those who return. And a man saw that there's no man. And it's in the window, and she was looking, and she was crying in Tuah as she was whining. And it was said, open, Noah, the window of the ark which he made, and this is the Day of Atonement. And the and Noah's ark, it's upper, is upper ima, as the window is the middle pillar, where there's light, and Torah, oh, the concealed light. And he looked this way and that way, peeking from the Chalchim. These are the 10 days of repentance, and he saw there is no man. And though he is observing from the windows, these are the windows of the synagogue, where a father and his sons are in the synagogue prohibited. And he, every day, authorizes and watches over them and gives them food. And he looked this way and that way, if there's one who awakens repentance to break the house of bondage they have. As it is written to say, and those in bondage go out, and where it is darkness, they will be redeemed. And he lurked this way and that way, and so there's no man. But each man went in his direction, in their engagements, on their ways. Each did what he had to do, and this was done in the world to inherit this world. And this is from that side that was said about people of armament fear the God, and their people of truth hate embezzlement, and they're all crying in prayers on the days of, on the Day of Atonement, like dogs. Have, give us nourishment and repentance and atonement and life. It's write us to life, and they're mighty souls like dogs, and they're in the next world who are crying, and they have no shame. And calls for repentance to return divinity to the Creator is far from return with him. And they're similar to dogs, which it was said that they were intermingled in the nations and learned deeds, and they are the multitude of people, and they are the chesed that are done to themselves. They ask for nourishment and covering, and answered, they are the time of their zifug, the season of their zifugash. It was said they were covered, and their onata will not be diminished. And there's no one who asks for food, which is Torah, and the remnant of the divinity, which is upper ima, and it said, do not desert the Torah of your mother. Covering is the covering of tzitzit, and the wrapping and the tefillin of the arm, which was said about the prayer for the poor he shall wrap. And her onah is the writing, the recall of Hero Israel in its time. And if these things are not done to the divinity, it will come for no reason, and it has no kisuf from divinity, and is impudent, and it has no more money, and it will have no kisuf for the next world, no covering. And with all of these, he will operate the Creator twice or three with a man. Because of this, she is covering alone is the first incarnation. It is his dress in. This is the second incarnation. What will he lay in? That's the third incarnation. And these are the three clothings of the three coverings, the three colors of the eye, which are the clothings for the daughter of the eye, which is the soul. And in these three, it was said, three times a year, he shall see all your remembrance. And against these three colors are the three colors of the candle, which was said about, and the angel of the Lord came to him and was from the flame of the fire inside the burning bush, and he saw his one color. And in the heart of the fire from the bush is the second color, and he saw the burning bush is three. And these are against the three colors of the eye and the core of this fire of the eye, at the same time that they illuminate the three colors of the eye, which are against the three colors of the rainbow. And immediately, and I saw her to remember the covenant of the world. And at that time, eye to eye, they will see and the return of the Creator to Zion. The light of the eye is the middle pillar, and it is the daughter of the eye, her house. At that time, the cloud was cleared from the bat ayin, and about her that she covered in the cloud for you to from moving the prayer, as she will come to the eye. And this is the great Rumi, the upper divinity, which is future to say to the Creator, why did you stand outside and I made room in the house? I am from the Exodus from Egypt, and though one inch cannot release himself from the house of bondage, this is divinity that is prohibited in exile. The upper divinity will redeem you, and if he will redeem you, and it will be desiring to redeem your redemption, and I, who lay with you till the morning, and is the simple right to those who return. And this is a thing that depends only on repentance, the upper right of divinity. And that time, the upper divinity will illuminate his nest like an eagle, which is Jerusalem. The nest of Vav shall hover on his chicks, spread it, carry him to his place, and carry you like the wings of eagles, and I will bring you to me. At the time that divinity is in exile, it was said about, and the pigeon, the dove, has not found a place to rest, and on the Sabbath days, and that time it unites with her husband. How many additional souls come down and come to live with Israel, as it is written, and the people of Israel and the Sabbath for their generations. If he merits, there's one who corrects his good abode in his heart, and the good kelim that are in his organs, and a beautiful woman, which is his soul, which is the one that dwells, the upper divinity in his soul of all that live with him. And the Creator is one in Sabbath, and in Nafash is in one, and the upper Shekhinah is the Shabbat upon them, and the lower Shekhinah is, and he will Inafash upon them to give them additional souls, which are the virgins after their spouses, and they came with her. And several appointed angels come and serve them and come with them, which are 70, that are dependent on observe and remember. And this is Veiklu, which includes 72. These are guests, because they do not dwell in Israel, but on the day of the Sabbath. And when the Sabbath emerges, they all return to their place. And the souls that are on the side of the holy divinity, the upper divinity, are called chicks. And the souls on the side of the lower divinity are called eggs. And this is the secret of the one who puts upon the sukkah of peace upon us, the upper ima, which is the sukkah of peace, which touches over them. And this is the peace with her. And it was said, I am giving my covenant of peace. And there's a sukkah below, kaf vav, 26, which is the secret of Havaya Adni, the Sukkah of Peace. Kos Taf, which is Tiferet, at that time will be sons under the authority of the Creator. And a voice shall come out and say, the mother shall not be taken upon the sons. Immediately when observe and keep the Shabbat come out, and the night of the first day of Shabbat comes, the second voice emerges, send, she shall be sent. For it will be called as a nest for a bird before you. This is the sukkah of upper ima on every tree, as it was written, and you take for you this day the fruit of a citrus tree. And the chicks are the 7 days of Sukkot, or the eggs, which make seven circumferences. And the secret of the matter is a female that will surround a man, and the secret is hold on to seven women in one man. This is the Creator and Divinity. The citrus tree is lower mother, and the tree of the palm tree is Lamed Vav, Lamed Bet, 32 paths. And this is the citron, which needs to be shooken in six directions, four spits, and one above and one below. We need to awaken upon it the Vav. The three shakes to the side rise to 18. And we need four times Chai, four times 18. One in taking the Lulav, and one in where is the Lord, and two after that in thanks to the Creator, and the beginning and the end. And in these shakings, we lower it from above down, 72 Umot. And after we triumph them, we say Ani and Hey Vav times Na, and this is Vav from the Vav, Ani and Hav, from we shall Vaisa and to Yavo Vayet, and at that time she will not take the mother upon the sons. The eggs are from the side of the Ofanim, and chicks are from the side of the youth Tat. The sons are from the side of the throne, which is the Sukkah of Peace, which is the nest of divinity. The upper ima nests in the holy throne in the three per sefirot, and the middle pillar, which includes six sefirot, they are nesting in matat. The mother, lower mother, nests in the ofan, which was said, and one ofan in the land. And divinity on the side of the throne is called nesher, and from the side of the youth yonah, and from the side of ofan a bird, and from the divinity image is from Adam to Hena. Send, she shall send, come and see. There's an angel that is appointed on the birds, and when the souls are called birds, Sadalfon's name, and the time of Israel, observe the mitzvah. The ima is departed, and the sons cry, and it teaches the merit of their birds. And the Creator said, that in your mercy of all your deeds, why have you sent this bird to be departed from his nest? And Matat teaches the merit upon its birds, which are the spirits which blossom in people. From that throne are the souls, and from this animal, the ruchot, and from the offen of the souls, and then in Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. On the Sabbath and holy days, the souls emerge upon them in the Nefashot and the way of Atzilut, which are the Holy Spirit from the Ten Sefirot. And every appointee teaches the merit on the birds of his, which are the souls which blossom in people. And while Israel observed this mitzvah, every appointee teaches the merit on his birds. And the Creator, what does he do? Assembles all his armies and says, for every appointee of the birds that are below, he teaches the merit of his birds that he appointees upon. And there is no one amongst you who teaches the merit of my sons, which are Israel, my firstborn Israel, and upon the Shekhinah, which is in exile, and its nest is Jerusalem, which is in ruins. And the sons in exile are the hands of the masters, which are harsh in the next world. and there's no one who asks mercy for them, and he teaches upon them merit. At that time that the Creator cried out and says, for me I shall do, and I shall do for the sake of my name. And this is mercy will be awakened upon his divinity and upon his sons in exile.